It's been fascinating to take part in the Digital Writing Month adventure, particularly as it's forced me to consider how my writing practices are impacted by technology. And that exploration has raised the question once again, is technology transforming and changing the way we write? I've noticed as I follow others in DigiWriMo that much of what we're calling digital writing is mostly blog posts, text on a page, or tweets. Sure, a digital page, but still, I would not term it something all that different from traditional writing, except maybe audience. So what does it mean to write digitally then? I don't have that answer, though the question intrigues me. This morning, as I was trying to think about how I might compose a video, I returned to the Google Search Story site. Here, you can create a short digital story with search engine queries. I was curious about the process that I put myself through to try to tell a story, make a point, with limited text, and with a video coming from somewhere else. In other words, I had less agency as a writer than I would have liked. And admittedly, I was contributing to Google's bottom line by making a video with its search engine. Here's what I noticed as I was creating a search story about Digital Writing Month and the act of writing digitally. I found myself in a constant wrestling match with Google. You'd think it'd be simple enough, write 5 or 6 search queries and let Google do the rest. But Google wasn't doing what I wanted. Its search results were different from my vision. I tweaked words. I revamped phrases. I worked harder on those 5 search phrases than I'm working on this reflection piece. Seriously. And I'm still not satisfied. And it made me think about the compromises we make with technology when we compose with the tools available. Yes, it'd be nice if we were all programmers with enough coding expertise to create our own tools for our own purposes. But most of us are not. I'm not. What I'm left with is this feeling that while technology allows me to stretch in new directions, it also hinders my sense of expression. And I can't shake the feeling that we're not yet close to the promise of being real digital writers, when all the agency of expression is in our hands. When we can write what we want to write, and say what we want to say, in a medium of our choice with all the flexibility we desire, I'll be doing a happy dance as a digital writer. Until then, I push as far as I can and hope I can live with a sense of compromise that comes as a result of the conversations between me, the writer, and the various tools of technology that are at my disposal. Thanks for listening.